Here's checkout stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. According to reports from the Great Barrington Fire Department, about 1 o'clock on Saturday, they were dispatched along with Southern Berkshire Ambulance and the Great Barrington Police for a report of a person who had fallen 30 feet off a cliff. The calling party reported they were unable to make contact with the person from the top. Rescue crews took about an hour to locate the victim. They hiked to the top of the mountain and rappelled down a face of Squaw Peak. The woman had fallen about 75 feet and was hung up halfway down the cliff. The initial rescuers were able to stabilize her with additional crews rigging roping systems to haul her back up. Simultaneously, more rope systems were rigged to lower her down the steep trails to a UTV that transported her to the trucking lot, where she was flown by LifeNet to Albany Medical Center with serious injuries, though not considered to be life-threatening. It took 50 rescuers 4 hours to bring her off the mountain. Agencies assisting on the Western Massachusetts Technical Rescue Team, the Egremont, Sheffield, Stockbridge, and Monterey Fire Department, Southern Berkshire Ambulance, Great Barrington Police, and the Great Barrington Fire Department Support Group. Let's take a look at the meetings that are coming up in our area towns this week. Coming up today at 12 noon in Cornwall will be a free blood pressure clinic at the United Church of Christ Day Room at 7 o'clock tonight at 7:30. Park and Recreation will meet at Town Hall. Also tonight in Sheffield, the Board of Health meets at 6 o'clock. The Conservation Commission meets at 7. In Sharon, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets tonight at 6:30 at Town Hall. Also going on today, the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen in Falls Village have their doubleheader meeting starting tonight at Town Hall. Kent Park and Recreation Commission has their monthly meeting tonight. That's at 7 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. And the Zoning and Planning Commission in North Canaan has a meeting set for tonight. That is at 7 o'clock at Town Hall in Canaan. And in Kent, Connecticut, the Historic District Commission has their regular meeting tonight set for 7 p.m. Now, coming up tomorrow, on Tuesday, Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 2 p.m. at Town Hall. In Cornwall, on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, the West Cornwall Septic Committee meets at Town Hall. At 7 o'clock, Planning and Zoning Commission meets at the Cornwall Library. Also on Tuesday in Salisbury, the ZBA meets at 5 o'clock at Salisbury Town Hall. And the Rec Commission meets at 7:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Falls Village Rec Commission meets at the Town Hall in Falls Village. That will be at 7 o'clock. The Norfolk Board of Finance has their meeting set for 7:30 at Norfolk Town Hall. Coming up on Wednesday, the Board of Selectmen have a Finance Committee meeting in Sheffield and a tour of building facilities. Also on the 14th, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Sharon has their regular meeting at Town Hall. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has their meeting at Town Hall, first floor on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Board of Finance meets Wednesday, 7:30 till 8:30 in North Canaan at North Canaan Town Hall. Now, coming up on Thursday in Cornwall, at 6 o'clock, the Conservation Commission meets in the Cornwall Library. At 7 o'clock, the Board of Finance meets at Town Hall. That is on the 15th. Also, in North Canaan, on Thursday, the Recreation Commission meets at 7 o'clock. That's at Town Hall. The regular meeting of the Ancrum Town Board will be held on August 15th at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The Berkshire Jewish Film Festival continues a series of presentations during their 33rd season every Monday until August 12th at 4 p.m. at 8 p.m. at the Duffin Theater located at 197 East Street in Lenox, Massachusetts. All showings are open to the public. More details and a schedule on future shows available at BerkshireJewishFilmFestival.org. Children can come and enjoy stories and ice cream at the Senior Friendship Center on Wednesday from 11 until 11:30. The Friendship Center is located at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. All ages are welcome, but an RSVP is encouraged. To reserve a spot, 518-789-3340. The Town of Sheffield residents reminded that new transfer station stickers must be purchased and affixed to vehicles on or before August 15th. Access will be denied without the new village sticker. Questions can be directed to 413-229-7000 extension 157, or you can purchase them by mail at the Board of Health office or online at sheffieldma.gov. A blood drive will take place at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex on Century Boulevard on Thursday, 3 till 7 p.m. Make an appointment to donate blood by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, going through www.redcrossblood.org, or 800-733-2767. Walk-ins are welcome. The Sunset Music Series continues at the Canaan VFW in Canaan, Connecticut on Route 7 on Thursday. Coming up this Thursday, Bottom Line, live music, food vendors, car, and a motorcycle cruise. Everybody's invited to share a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church Friday from 6 till 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there'll be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. The church is located at 58 Main Street. The dinner made possible through a grant from the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. Montgomery Lodge No. 13 in Lakeville is celebrating its 60th year of lobster sales. The next lobster sale will be coming up on August the 17th. And September 21st, lobsters can be picked up between 4 and 6 p.m. the day of the sale at 41 Sharon Road in Lakeville at the Lodge. They average 1.25 pounds, costing $16 each. You can order by telephone at 860-435-9722. They're available live or boiled, raw or steamed clams also available for $8 per dozen. You should call no later than the Friday before each sale to guarantee the order. Proceeds from the sales go to benefit scholarships to local students and local charities. Salisbury Bank is holding a free shred day at its Millerton branch on Saturday, 9 a.m. till noon. Each person can bring up to 4 boxes of paper, no binders for shredding. The Millerton branch is located at 87 Main Street. Climate Smart Community Task Force meeting is happening in Ankrum on the 17th at 10 a.m. Charlotte's Lemonade Stand is being held August 17th and 18th from 12 to 4, 26 Hospital Hill Road in Sharon, Connecticut. There'll be ice-cold drinks, fresh bakery items, locally crafted beef jerky, and more for a great cause. All proceeds are going to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. They're also holding a charity raffle with amazing prizes donated from local businesses. For more information, you can contact Carrie at 860-491-0328. The Hunt Library in Falls Village holding a reception on Saturday, 4 till 6 p.m. for Forms from Nature, featuring artists Sybil M. Perry and Serena Weld Granberry. The exhibit will include new paintings in pastel by Perry and new sculptures by Granberry. Refreshments will be served. There will be jazz music performance by the Ted Perry Trio. The exhibition will be on display through September 14th and include an artist salon interview with writer C.B. Wismore on Saturday, September 7th at 4 p.m. More information, huntlibrary.org. Wooden Nickel performs on Saturday, August 17th at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. The four-piece acoustic electric musical group repertoire consists of an eclectic mix of folk, traditional, obscure covers, and original music. Doors open at 7, a $5 suggested donation is asked at the door. Refreshments will be available. The Annex is located at 28th Century Boulevard. Berkshire Botanical Garden has its first-ever dog-friendly special event, Dog Days of Summer, scheduled for Sunday, August 18th, 10 till 4, admission $15. And it's free for garden members. A $5 per dog entry fee will be donated to the Berkshire Humane Society. There'll be workshops about canine health and safety scheduled throughout the day. Vendors include Berkshire Barks and Purrs, Mobile Vet Clinic, I'm Not Going to Get Ticketed, Berkshire Dog Treats, Zongisics Pet Products, Canine Link Therapy Dogs, Berkshire Humane Society, The Art of Dropping, Animal Communicator Linda Clayton, Reliable Pet Sitting, Berkshire Hills Fresh Pet, and Got Spots. Now, dog owners must sign a waiver and dogs must be up to date on vaccinations prior to admission. All dogs must be on non-retractable leashes. Participants can download a complete form for the event at berkshirebotanical.org/events/dog-days-summer. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.